the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, in a very beautiful dua, prayer, supplication, he has given us the explanation of our destination, that what is our destination, that while we are living in this world, what do we need to achieve and attain. And in that dua, that supplication that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has performed before us and distributed to us, and himself, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to, after the prayer finished, he would recite this dua: رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. For us, our manzil, our destination is on two things: that our dunya, our life, that we, our objective is based on two things, that our dunya is good, our worldly life is good, and our hereafter akhirah is good. And the pious predecessors have mentioned, explained that what is a good life in this world? That whatever conditions come in front of us, come across us during this life in this world, sickness, good health, or distress, or problems, or debts, or you're in a good time, you're riding the crest of a wave, sometimes, from time to time, highs come, lows come. And in all of these conditions and environments and situations, if a person is still spending that time in accordance with the preference of Allah, then that life in the dunya becomes hasan, good. So he shouldn't try to utilize wrong methodologies or break the principles or laws of Allah to attain peace or so-called happiness. That's when a person, if he follows the preference of Allah, the desire of Allah, what Allah has ordained, then his dunya, life in this world, becomes hasan, good, goodness. And with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the akhirah, and the pious predecessors have commentated on this, that good deeds in this world while we live, may Allah give us tawfiq, the ability, the courage to practice good deeds, due to which all of the phases and the journey of the hereafter, we inshallah will pass with ease and enter into paradise, and Allah's daimi, permanent, eternal rewards we attain, and that is hasan of the akhirah. And that's the meaning of this dua: رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And this is a big dua, great dua. We read it, we should pray it, we should recite it, and to do dua after salah or whenever, is that we keep remembering, revising the meaning of this dua. So when we do this dua in our minds, we should be thinking, Allah, what am I asking from you? That what I have just explained to you in the last few minutes. Now, our objective, where are we going? Where are we going to? What are we trying to achieve? And we need to do one amal, one deed, to attain our objective. So we now know what is our destination, that we want hasan, ahsan dunya, and ahsan akhirah. So to attain a good life in this world and hereafter, we have one amal, one practice to do, just one. Just one. If we implement that deed, then alhamdulillah, we'll get a good life in this world and the akhirah. Hasana fi dunya wa hasana fi akhirah. What is that amal, that deed, that one practice that we have to implement and execute, due to which we will attain good life in this world and the hereafter? That is Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love them, to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the way, the method, the technique to obtain the objective, to achieve our goals. If we have the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah in us, we create this, instill it, and we nurture it within us, then we will attain both things. Hasana, in this world, all problems, difficulties of this world, we will solve through the means that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And in the akhirah, due to the amal of our life in this world, inshallah, we'll attain the ability to surpass all the problems. So what do we need? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need the love, their love. Now, Remember this point. Love is not something that Allah's love and the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love, that we don't have it. Of course, whoever it is, I'll give you a point here. A veil will now be removed from our eyes. We think that there's a person who prays salah, he's a muttaqi, he fears Allah, and he loves Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is our basis of understanding, isn't it? No. A person who has iman, everyone who has iman has love and muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I give you the example of this. There's a hadith, beautiful one, coming to my mind at the moment. There was a person, an individual who lived at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to commit immoral actions, drunkenness, drinking alcohol. People used to explain to him. He said, "From today, I'm not going to drink. From today, I'm not going to drink." Then he'd start again, go back to the drink again. He said, "I'm leaving. I'm going to become teetotal." And then he'd go back to again. So they said, "Right, let's grab him. Let's beat him," they said. And then he keeps on paining and giving difficulty to Rasulullah and Allah. So when they started to beat him, Rasulullah found out and said, "No, how dare you hit him? Don't hit him." What did Rasulullah said? "How dare you hit him? Why? Because Allah and His Rasul, this person loves Allah and His Rasul." So this is the masla. That person can be maybe doing immoral actions, or you can say impure actions, but he will have love of Allah and Rasulullah in his heart. So we can't doubt the person. So here, a learning, we have to put this in our minds, that the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in fitrah, in the nature of a believer, and it comes into the heart. So this love, though, now we're talking about today, explicitly, is about what? That to attain the objective of the hereafter, then this love, what is this love? This is kamil love, kamil muhabbat. And what is the difference between the basic love? Every Muslim has that basic natural love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the love that is mentioned in this hadith that we need to have to attain hasan in this world and the hereafter, due to which we will attain objective, then to have that love, the basis, the criterion of that love is that in a person's heart, Allah ta'ala and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their love, when it comes into our heart, then it overwhelms and you can say overtakes all of the other forms of love in the world. They get suppressed, they go down, lower in status. And I'll give you a point here to explain this, that it's not stated here that all of the love of the world should be finished, eliminated. No, because if we finish the love of the world, then how will we rear our children? How will we look after the wife? How will we love our wives? How will we have regard for them? How will we function our businesses? We have to obviously have an attachment or attraction or a passion. If we don't have passion, then businesses would end and relatives would end, relationships would end. Allah Ta'ala has given us love and attraction of the world to run our business, earn, have relationships. But the love of the dunya shouldn't be over and above the love of Allah and Rasulullah. So we need this love of Allah and Rasulullah, that when you're about to make a decision in your life, if any decision of life, for example, I love my son, my daughter I love, and I love other relations or other things. So when I decide on anything on a daily basis with regards to it, then first and foremost, I should look towards the principles of Allah and Rasulullah. What did they teach us, guide us? How did they prescribe the life framework to us? And that is what I need to use as a basis and criterion for making my decisions. And the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam should overwhelm and should suppress the other, all the other loves in this world and attractions and passions of this world. And when we have this state, if we have that love in our heart with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's blessings, then alhamdulillah, we'll have both things. We'll have the dunya and we'll have the akhirah. We'll have the world and we'll have the akhirah. We'll live in the world like kings with the blessings of Allah. We'll live like kings in this world, and in the akhirah, inshallah, we will travel into the beautiful portions of Jannah, paradise. So what do we need to do? We need the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you understand? Okay, let me tell you something that occurred, so we can really simply understand how to attain the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Why? Because this love, how do I get this? How do I obtain this? Why do I make effort to attain this love? What struggle do I need to make? How do I get the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart? Because this is the most important factor of life. This is the most important lesson of life. If I get the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart, then I've achieved success in this world and hereafter. So I must understand, how do I get this love? How do I attain this? How do I implement this? Alhamdulillah, this is a great, great point that I'm about to mention to you, that the truthful talibs and the students of the hereafter, of the deen, today it will be Eid for them. Eid. Oh, subhanallah, we've got the key to success. We will understand today how Allah love and Rasulullah's love will come to heart. We should jump and grab this opportunity and understand, like we're sitting here and I'm speaking with you, but what's happening at the moment while I'm speaking? Benefit is for that person who is the talib-e-haq, who has the true desire. The person who has in this majalis or another majalis, you know, the tazkiyah gatherings, the purification gatherings, the biggest desire, the biggest criteria for success in these gatherings is talab, desire. And the person who has desire, he will leave the gathering full. His treasure chest will be full. No, I'm coming, I'm going to sit here, waste time. And you're given an invitation, thawab. everyone who invites a person to a majlis, come to dhikr, you get thawab, thawab. But that's not our objective of coming to get reward. We don't come to these gatherings for reward. The objective of coming here is that I want to attain and instill the love of Allah and Rasulullah in my heart. This should be your sole one desire, criteria when you come to this gathering. Not for thawab, not for reward. The real reason why we come, what we are desperate for in this world and the hereafter, what do we need desperately is that the love of Allah and Rasulullah comes into our heart. And so when we come to this gathering or these gatherings, this should be at the forefront of our mind, of our desires, of our objective. So time is short, so I need to concisely explain. So you can inshallah understand what we need to do, otherwise we could be here for a long time. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, commander of the faithful. And a woman, a female, a sister, she came out of the masjid after praying salah. Whenever she used to leave Masjid al-Nabwi after praying salah, in her way, a young man used to stand. And he used to look at that woman. And he used to, you know, look at the woman once, twice, three times. When this happened a few times, the woman, she went to that man and she spoke to that man. She said, "Oh, young man, what is this issue? What is the reason here that whenever I leave masjid after praying salah and you are standing in my path, what is the issue? What do you desire?" And the young man, he obviously was attracted and he said, "Wah, I've spoken to you. So I will tell you that the real reason why I'm here is that I am attracted and I desire yourself and I have love for you. And the objective of my life has become this, that I need to attain your company." And he opened up the secret of his heart. And the woman heard this attentively, that this man, he's waiting. He said, "I am attracted, I have the desire, and this is the objective of my life, to attain your love. Even if I have to break the stars from the sky, and then I will break them and put them there at your footsteps." And this is a very good learning example for us. So we need to keep up taking the points that are very beneficial for us in life. I can't explain each point for you in depth. What is an ashik? A lover is that he is prepared to do anything and everything. He said, "I will break the stars from the heavens and bring them." So the lover should be like this. And whose love do we want? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now the woman, this example, that man, when he said this statement, he's given us the example, the basis of how to attain. So the woman said, "Is it?" So she thought, "If you desire me and you have this much love that you will break the stars and put them to my footstep." He said, "No." He said, "The situation is this, that you are attracted and I am beloved to you. But love always is tested." Tested. Now understand this point. Love is always tested. When a person is in the path of Allah and loves Allah, makes Allah his beloved, then Allah's tests definitely come on that person. This is a temporary love, this example, but the true, genuine love. Let's go forward. So, she said, "Is it?" So love is always tested. So your words, I understand and trust what you're saying, but this is not the reality. You have to test a person when he claims to have love. That how much robust is his love? And the beloved tests. So okay, I give you a condition. And the condition you fulfill, then I promise to you that you will attain my company. And then the ashik, the person who was attracted, that man, he said, "Oh, subhanAllah, I'm attaining my objective." And he was in love. He was mad. He was crazy. He was blindly in love. And when a person's in love, he doesn't think, is it Fajr Salah? Is it at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m.? He doesn't care. Was it 4 a.m. or is it sleeping time? Or do I need to drive my taxi or open the shop? The ashik, the lover, he doesn't care. He doesn't put obstacles in front of him. The lovers of Allah, think about them. The talafa ala junubihim, Allah Ta'ala says that there is nothing that stops them on their beds. They just keep on tossing and turning. Is it Jama'ah time? Is it prayer time? Is it prayer time? We should fulfill the promise. If we are here to become lovers of Allah, we are here with this desire, then every brother should be here at Fajr time in the morning. This is the test of ishq, of love. So the beloved said that, "Listen, the point here is that I give you a condition you have to fulfill." And she said, "If you fulfill the condition," he said, "Okay, tell me that condition quickly. Quickly tell me, what is the condition? I will fulfill that condition so I can attain your company." She said, The condition is this, that 40 days, for 40 days, the beloved, the woman said, 40 days you have to go and pray salah behind Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. What did she say? 40 days, and the ashik, the person who said he's in love, and he's going to follow the condition the test. When you want to attain something and the beloved tells you what to do, then you don't see, oh, it should be this condition, this condition, this test. This should not be the basis. That Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they should tell us do this. We should practice this sunnah here, not there, this day, not that day. No. The ashik, wherever he is, we realize something is the sunnah. Open your heart and accept it and implement it. And that is the ashik of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This temporary example of the world I'm giving you, so we can understand the reality. Not this fake promises, oh, we love Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are naats and nasheeds and we're crying. This is natural love. This is not a miracle. But the miracle is this, that when we are living in our lives in this world, and his the amal of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his actions, to imitate them, this is the miracle. And this is called love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which there are many people who claim. You'll see people who've got torn clothes, disheveled hair, and they say they're shattered and they are running after the love of Rasulullah. Many people here. But one sunnah, the time of Jummah to implement. One sunnah implement. Then the sweat will come out with joy. Just one sunnah, my friends. One sunnah. And the sweat on the Day of Judgment, it will cool down. But we are failing on this condition. Open your eyes, brothers. Death is near. Due to the actions of the sunnah, we will be forgiven. Due to the actions of the sunnah, we'll be forgiven. Become a true lover. When we become true lovers, then the doors of Jannah will open and it will be easy for everyone to enter. There will be no deception there, no fakeness there, no trying to hide the reality there. We have to do amal here in this world, in our lives. There's no other basis of success. The noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had this basis. They heard, they put to practice. They heard, they put to practice. They had no other gauge, no other measuring ruler. They had no intellect that they used. They heard, they put into practice. They saw, they put into practice. They became famous, the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum. So the woman said, oh man, you claim to have my love, I will test you. So you fulfill my condition that 40 days you need to pray all of your salahs behind Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. 40 years on the 40th day, when you pray that salah and you leave the salah, I will be waiting for you here in the same place and you will pass, and wherever you want you can take me. I am ready to be with you for the life. So he said, fine, I will start from tomorrow, inshallah. 40 days, after 40 days you will see me here and I will fulfill your condition. So he went off. Now, who is he praying salah behind? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. About whom Allah said that Rasulullah said, if there's to be a prophet after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu anhu. And he is going to pray behind Umar radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Umar's recitation and his humbleness in recitation of Quran to pray behind him. One night, two nights, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, the days are passing. And he is following the condition of his beloved. And then the time came after 40 days, the 40th night, the 40 days were completed. 40 days were completed. And then it was night time. And the last salah he implemented on the 40th day in the lover. He had his eyes bowed down, neck bowed down, and back bowed down. He came out of Masjid Nabawi, the same path, and he followed the same path, the same place where he had promised. And when he's walking, his eyesight is down, he's not looking at anyone, and from behind came a noise. Oh, young man, don't you remember your promise? That I'm waiting for you. And I'm waiting for you. The 40 days have been completed. So in the same way he kept his eyes down, he gave the answer. That you can wait as long as you want. Hazrat Umar has connected my heart to my Rabb. Subhanallah. Remember, one moment in the company of the Wali of Allah is greater than what a person spends one moment, one breath in the company of a Wali of Allah, friend of Allah. One moment is what? It is better than 100 years of ibadah. 100 years. Why? Because the Wali of Allah, when we sit in their company, this is the effect, the capacity of the eyesight of the Wali. He melts the hearts of the believer. He transforms the condition. In the Wali of Allah's eyesight, in his company, in his sohbet, in sitting next to him, being in the company, there's a current, an energy which transfuses, which is transformed. It is going across to that person who is sincere. But he should have that desire. The person who has the talab, who has the desire, who sits with a wali, a friend of Allah, who has the company with the wali of Allah. Just like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sohbat, his heart changed. And whose love came into his heart? Allah and Rasulullah's love came to that. And that desire, the fake attraction, that what he was running after, he was going to break the stars from the sky, all of that ran away. And it was replaced with what? The love of Allah and Rasulullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love and the company of a wali of Allah, a pious person, so we can understand how to attain the real genuine objective. This is not about talking, discussing. Everything is based on amal, action, practice. We need to try, we need to make attempts to attain Allah's love and Rasulullah's love. We need to practice, we need to try. Until we don't get this love in our hearts, our life, our success is not fulfilled. Our ibadah is not complete. Our struggling is not complete. We cannot come out of bad actions. Our hearts cannot be clean. First thing, first and foremost, the love of Allah and Rasulullah has to overwhelm everything else. And the best way to do this, attain this, is to take the company of a wali of Allah who already has the love of Allah and Rasulullah in his heart. And then the candle will light the other candle. Make experience, have experience, sit with the wali of Allah. Spend some time with a pious person. What do I say? If you have the desire, then within seconds of the first sohbat, the first meeting, your life will improve for the better. You will feel, what was I before and what I am now? How did I come to this gathering? When I left the gathering, my heart had changed and flipped. Why? It's not the miracle of that wali. Allah has made this the means to flipping the heart. Allah has made this. Allah has created this. Allah Ta'ala has created that current in the eyesight of the wali, in his company, the energy, and it's communicated across to the person who has the desire. And this is the way Allah says, if you want to have my love and the love of Rasulullah, then go and sit in the company of the wali of Allah and you will attain my love. What is the condition? Talab. Desire. Passion. If we are all sitting here with the talab, with desire, and we are sincere and humble and saying, Allah, we want your love. We want the love of Rasulullah. We want that our life becomes better and our world becomes better and our akhirah becomes better. And we are trembling for this, crying for this. And we do dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. And we do this through our du'as, and this is our desire, and this is our passion, and this is our career, and this is our ambition, and this is the objective of our ibadah and our worship. Whatever we're doing, morning till evening, evening to morning, is so that we can get the love of Allah and Rasulullah in our hearts. And we have this desire wherever we go in the world, wherever, where there's these khairat and good things have been distributed, then we will attain this. Wherever there's a gathering or company or sohbat where the love of Allah and Rasulullah is being distributed, you will go with the empty treasure chest and you will leave with a full treasure chest. Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, recite Durood Sharif.